Hello, I am Eric Lopez, an 8th grader at Cristo Rey San Jose Jesuit High School. I am joined here today by my partner, Arnold. After we have finished reading the first half of the classic novel written by Harper Lee, To Kill a Mockingbird, we will discuss what would have happened with the theme in 2018.
We know that the story was set in Alabama, Macomb. This is a fictional place. The town was considered tired because of the Great Depression. So, Eric, what do you think about the theme of To Kill a Mockingbird if it was set in 2018? What will be your opinion of that? Will this theme change a lot or will it stay the same?
I think that the theme, it would change a little, but in a good way, because Atticus, when he was representing Tom Robinson for allegedly raping a white woman, he wasn't going to get a fair trial back then when the book was originally written, because he was a person of color, and back then you didn't get a fair trial based on your skin color. And nowadays everybody gets a fair trial whatever their skin is or wherever they came from.
All right, now let's talk about how the character's POV will look like. In my opinion, I feel like Tom Robinson felt such pain inside him because nobody will believe him because of his skin color. I also think that the Atticus will be a good character to also focus on the story. He tries to help Tom Robinson with all his knowledge, but failed. What do you think about Scout and Jem's personalities?
Yeah, Jem and Scout's personalities are really different. Jem can be really careless, like when he broke his arm falling down from a tree. Scout is pretty much like a tomboy. This shows when Scout didn't want to wear a dress and she didn't like it when people told her to wear a dress.
Yes, I agree. Both of the characters show different personalities. Now let's talk about how Atticus Finch's relationship is with his children. I agree with you, Eric. Racism in this story will definitely change a lot if it was set in 2018. Jem and Scout will act more different about their surroundings. Scout, for example, acted differently when her friends called them the N-word.
Atticus' relationship with his children, Jem and Scout, it's him being the person that they have to go to when they need a question answered or need to know what's the right answer, yes or no, or why is the answer and why things are the way they are. Also, Atticus Finch's perspective is very different from his kids, because Jem and Scout have a child. They think like children, and they don't know what's right or wrong unless Atticus tells them. And like tells him what is right and what is wrong. He also has a very different perspective because he is an adult and been through a lot and knows what will happen in most situations. Also, he studied law and knows what people think about a person or a certain group of people and where they're from and how they look like.
All right. So now going into another question I have for you. What is that connection to the book and to the world?
I feel like today, how the book would connect to today is, although racism was pretty much abolished when the civil rights movement happened, people still continue to be racist towards a certain race of people, and nowadays that can be African American or Black people, that like the cops have a lot of like hate against them or they shoot them and it's police brutality. Also, it could be immigrants because people are racist and discriminate immigrants when they come to our country because they think that they bring violence, crimes, and drugs to the country when it's really not that way. And that's how Black people back then in To Kill a Mockingbird were accused of acts that just because of their skin color they thought were right, but in reality it really wasn't that way. Okay, so Arnold, what kind of social issues or injustices happen in this book.
Yeah, so as you can see, Scout didn't want to wear a dress, but then her dad forced her to during the lunch. And nowadays, you can wear whatever you want, be the whatever sex you want. You know, it's a better world.
Yeah, I do agree with you, Arnold, that there is sexism in the book. For like what you said, that Scout was not able to wear what she wanted. For in this case, it was a dress. It was pants, or what would seem normal now was seem very peculiar back then, because girls back then had to wear a dress. And also when they went to go visit their cousin, she would always tell them to wear a dress, but she didn't want to, and she got in a fight over it because she thought that she could wear whatever she want, but back then it wasn't the same story as it is now. Nowadays you can wear whatever you want and not have to worry about being judged, and now you can wear whatever you want and also represent whatever you want to be, like whatever you think gender class or gender laws that you have to follow. Nowadays that isn't really a thing, because anybody can wear anything they want based on whatever gender they are, and also people identify in different ways as they identified before. So now there's different ways of identifying yourself, not just based on your gender and what clothes that you have to wear based on your gender. Okay, now Arnold, what's your favorite character or some of your favorite characters in To Kill a Mockingbird?
My favorite characters is Jem and Atticus. I said Jem because it's kind of funny how he broke his arm, he didn't care at all. And like how he went to the football game, all his arms are like not even. I find that really funny. And also Atticus is a great dad, you know. How Eric said is a very protective dad and tells the kids what's right and what's wrong. And yeah, my favorite part of the book is when, you know, Atticus shot the dog because it had rabies and it was endangering their children. All right, Eric, now I'm going to ask you, what's your favorite characters on the book?
So, like you, one of my favorite characters is Atticus, because he always kind of knows what to do in every situation that the kids ask him or put him through. Also, he doesn't gives in to what people say about him or what people think about him. For example, everybody was telling him stuff when he was representing Tom Robinson, when he was his lawyer, but he didn't care about what they said, and he still represented him in trial.
Thank you for listening to my friends and I podcast.